Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As Boston moves forward with its bid for the 2024 Summer Olympics, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is pledging transparency, saying he won't ram the games down the people's throats.
Absolutely not. We're going to go out and talk to the people of Boston. I'd be willing to bet if you took a poll today, the majority of Bostonians are excited about this bid.
So we accepted the mayor's bet. We took a poll asking Bostonians if they are excited about the prospect of hosting the 2024 Games. And the answers aren't so clear-cut, as WBUR's Usma Khalid explains.
Our WBUR poll asked Bostonians the very question Mayor Walsh dared us to ask. Would you say you're excited about the Boston area hosting the Olympic Games in 2024? And only 48% of city residents say, indeed, they are excited. 43% say they're not.
So it's both pretty close and not a majority.
That's Steve Cazella with the Mass Inc. Polling Group, which conducted this survey for WBUR.
It does, in a sense, call into question some of the more optimistic statements that the mayor has made.
But if you word the question a little differently, there seem to be more Olympic fans than foes. 50% of people in Boston support the Games, compared to 33% who oppose them.
Here you have more supporters than opponents, but it's nowhere close to the level of support you've seen in other successful Olympic venues in the past.
And true, for some perspective, in Rio de Janeiro, about 85% of people supported Brazil's bid for the 2016 Olympics. Cazella says this bid needs more backers if Boston really wants to win over the International Olympic Committee. And the IOC ultimately decides which city gets the 2024 Games. The WBUR poll shows the big hang-up is money.
One of the fears is that we're going to have a great event and we're going to be stuck with a huge tab at the end of it.
We are not going to be using taxpayers' money to be building venues in the city of Boston, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Mayor Walsh and Olympic organizers insist the Games will be paid for with private money. But it seems many Bostonians don't believe those promises. A majority, 57%, say they think taxpayer funds will be required. And this skepticism over money is an issue the group No Boston Olympics has jumped on from day one. Chris Dempsey co-chairs the group, and he told WBUR last month that he's concerned Boston's real needs will be overlooked while the city focuses on throwing a party 10 years from now.
Look, Olympics do force you to build a bunch of stuff, but it's stuff that you don't really need. It's a velodrome and an aquatic center and a temporary 60,000-person stadium that's going to be bulldozed once the games are over. We'd much rather focus on core infrastructure and schools and healthcare infrastructure.
No Boston Olympics wants to stop the Olympics from coming to town, possibly through a ballot initiative or some legal action. But Mayor Walsh says there will be no referendum on the Olympics. The WBUR poll shows an overwhelming percentage of people feel differently. In fact, three-quarters, 75% of people polled, say there ought to be a vote on the Olympics. Again, pollster Steve Cazella.
People want the ability to have a say. And that goes even for supporters. They want the ability to vote.
But for now, the mayor is not on the same page. And Cazella says Walsh can afford that.
One of the other things we found in this poll that's worth mentioning in the context of the politics around this is that Mayor Walsh is extremely popular.
Walsh's approval rating is 74%, as high as Mayor Menino at the end of his reign.
So Mayor Walsh starts with a lot of political clout, a lot of political capital to spend.
And it appears Walsh may have to spend some of that capital to persuade Bostonians to get excited about the Olympics. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.